This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
If you've flown at all this holiday season, you've noticed that flight crews have their hands full with oversold flights and stuffed overhead bins. Delta plans to hire hundreds of flight attendants early next year. Air travel might not be as glamorous as it once was, but a lot of job seekers want to earn their wings, Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
So, you want to be a flight attendant. Get in line. Delta says at least 22,000 people have applied for just 400 openings.
It's a good job.
Jay Sorensen of airline consulting firm IdeaWorks Company says there's still some glamour left in the industry.
In spite of the fact that it's been dragged through the dirt, been bankrupt many times.
The allure of distant lands and free travel still beckons. But being a flight attendant is not what it once was, says industry analyst Bob Mann.
Well, the compensation is about what it was 15 or 20 years ago. The working conditions are quite a bit more difficult.
Starting pay could be in the low $20,000 range. Planes are packed, and flight attendants are expected to be salespeople now, hawking food and other goods. But don't let that stop you, says Pat Haley. She just retired from United.
It's so worth it.
Yes, it's tough in the beginning, but
you work 12 days a month. It gave me the opportunity to do other things.
But if you want this Delta gig, you'll have a better shot if you know Chinese, Hindi, or Portuguese. At least 100 of the new hires must be bilingual. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.